Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, Kia, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
On a picture-perfect marathon Sunday in Chicago, the Score has coverage for you for another bit of the morning. We've already called two winners and the men are on world record pace. Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox. John Career has felt the hammer put down by the inexperienced Jacob Kiplimo. Josh, what can you explain to our audience on what Kiplimo's been able to do in just the last few moments against the defending champ?
Yeah, I mean, really, that hot early pace, we all had concerns, but Kiplimo, no big deal for the guy, that the only man in history who's gone under 57 minutes in the half marathon. It felt fine to him, apparently, because he just hit a split. He's dropped Career completely out the back door. We can't see him on the feed. He's back about 40 seconds.
That can't be overstated. You just said he kicked the defending champ out the back door.
Yep. And this is right at the point last year where Career really put the hammer down with that 422 mile. He had a 14.01 5K split. The script's been flipped on him this year. And Kiplimo, I mean, he is charging it. He looks really, really good.
About 30 minutes to go and a possible world record in the men's race. Jenny Spangler, what's your take on what this Kiplimo of Uganda, making his Chicago Marathon debut, has been able to do just now to the defending champion?
Well, we knew it was going to be a head-to-head battle for a good chunk of the race today between those two. Jacob Kiplimo, obviously, he's got the world half marathon record. The pace that they went out was fast, and Kiplimo seemed to be a little bit more relaxed with it. John Career, as we talked about, he is more of a second half strength runner. So if the pace had gone out a little slower, he would have had the advantage, but you know, not today. He's been dropped.
Interesting. He's been dropped. That's what happened. So we'll monitor the men's and women's races for you. And Connor Mance, do we have any kind of update in Mance's chase for the U.S. record? He was in some competition with a suddenly declared U.S. citizen, Wesley Kiptu, for a while. Is he anywhere in the picture, Kiptu and Mance?
Yeah, so Mance also has really turned the screws on Kiptu, and he now has our latest split just came through. He has an over a minute lead right now. So the American
Connor
record.
Mance gunning for that American record set 23 years ago by Khalid Kanucci. Guys, the Chicago Marathon, part of the Abbott World Marathons series of races. Abbott right here in Chicago's backyard. Chris Miller is here from Abbott, Division VP, Global Strategy and Innovation, friend of the Score, friend of the marathon. How are you today? Thanks for being with us.
Oh, fantastic. You couldn't be any better in a Bluebell day like this. Perfect for runners and perfect for spectators.
Honestly, we are spoiled. Records are falling. We've seen who come in. I know we're especially tickled to see one of our friends, Susanna Scaroni, win the women's wheelchair race.
Absolutely. It was great to see the excitement, especially for her to get this after her win in Sydney, which was a hilly race, and she has a tougher time on these flat courses. So what she did here was amazing. It was great to see her go by our cheer zone. At mile 24 and a half, we've got an Abbott cheer zone with 300-plus Abbott employees, family members, Team Abbott, just cheering everybody on.
One of the generous, longtime supporters and sponsors of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon is Abbott, of course. And you mentioned Sydney, the newest World Marathon major, notable to Chicago today because it's where, unfortunately, Dan Romanchuk got injured recently. So highlights, lowlights from the Sydney experience, and how do you compare it to Chicago?
Sydney was amazing. I mean, for the first time as an Abbott World Marathon majors, it felt like a major. They did a fantastic job. You know, very different course, more technical, especially for those wheelchair athletes. The great thing about there is we also partnered with our transfusion team. We have a great partnership with the Big Ten and all 18 universities driving blood donation. And in fact, we did that in Sydney, and here we're doing that as well. So if any spectators are out there and want to get a great place to watch their runner, if they go to Michigan and East 24th, just across as the runners come over the bridge across the expressway, we have a blood donation bus there where you can donate blood and then come into our cheer zone. You're going to get amazing swag, you're going to get snacks, and you're going to get a great place to watch your runner as they come down to Michigan Avenue.
So many great cheer zones. Of course, Abbott in the middle of it all. Chris Miller with Abbott is with us. The technology that you guys are behind is really helping people, helping athletes. How does it, you know, from being, you know, sort of in the lab and then seeing it actually positively affect people on a day like this, how can you describe it?
You know, it's great because as a company that's all about health, and in fact, this is our headquarters. So Dr. Abbott founded her company almost 140 years ago in Ravenswood, so just north of us here, and her headquarters are just a little bit farther north. So it's a very special race for us being our hometown. And the technology, everything from our Lingo, our bio-wearables, to things like protein and SureMax protein and Pedialyte to hydrate runners, which were all featured at the expo. So getting those runners ready for the race today, and I think they're gonna have a great day with this weather.
Absolutely. How are you planning on spending the rest of your race day? The party will continue. Maybe we'll see some records fall.
Yeah, you know what? I'm excited to see both potential world record and certainly the American records. I'll be here at the finish. I'll go to our cheer zone. I'll come back to the finish. I love to see those 4.5, 5, 5.5 hour runners because it's a party for them as they come in, and then we'll go back and see some of our runners at hospitality. So I'll be all over the course.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks for all you do with Abbott. Chris Miller, appreciate the time, and thanks for being a friend of the score as well.
Thank you.
You got it. Chris Miller with Abbott. Great stuff. Guys, Marcel Hoog has already won in 1 hour, 23 minutes, 20 seconds unofficially, and our Layla Rahimi, host of the Rahimi Harris and Grody Show, joins us at the finish line with the men's wheelchair champ. Layla?
Yes, thank you very much. Joined by Marcel Hoog, who is no stranger, of course, his sixth Chicago Marathon win. When I say that to you, Marcel, what goes through your mind?
It's incredible. Sixth win is it's really amazing. Very, really happy. Very satisfied with my performance today. Unfortunately, missed the course record, but still, I'm very happy with my performance. So it was a wonderful day. I really enjoyed it out there. The crowd were really amazing.
Yeah, your course record here in 2023, 1:22:37. Is that a good example of what motivates you when you're so familiar with this course and how you're training right now?
Yeah, definitely it was a motivation because I knew the weather conditions are good today for us. So I was trying, I was chasing for the record, but last 10K I was maybe just too tired. And yeah, the preparation was very intense because I was traveling a lot. I was in Sydney Marathon and in New Delhi, India for the World Championships 2 weeks ago. So yeah, it was really intense, but it was good.
What do you like about racing here in Chicago? Having done it so many times and won six times, I know each one is a little different, but what do you like about this course overall?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many reasons to come back here to Chicago every year. I really like the atmosphere, the course. It's a fast course for us. And I like the city, I like the crowd, I like the organization, everything. We are treated so well here as the wheelchair races. We are equal like the runners, and that's really amazing. That's what we really enjoy and appreciate.
Well, a big crowd on here and on hand to see your race, and you finish once again as champion. Marcel, thank you for the time.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Now let's go back to you, Josh, in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Score Broadcast Studio near the finish line.
That was great, Leila. Thank you. The humanity and the humility. You could just feel how grateful Marcel is for getting through first. He spoke openly about going for the course record, coming within less than a minute slower in that 1:23:20 time. But what a gentleman. You really couldn't come up with a better soul to represent your race. As a six-time champion now, second most all-time in Chicago behind Tatyana McFadden, than Marcel Hoog.
Oh, absolutely. And I know Marcel misses the competition today. He thrives on the competition. But you're right, he's just such a great ambassador for the city of Chicago and for this event. And it's always so wonderful to see him back every year.
Another Hoog win for Hoog,
Josh. That's right.
Thanks for bearing with me.
Yeah. Tip your server, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just been domination from Hoog. I mean, he's been the class of the field. Daniel Romanchuk is there with him as well, but with Daniel being out today, we knew if there was one odds-on favorite, it was Marcel Hoog, the silver bullet, and he delivered.
In his sixth Chicago title, the world record holder, eight-time Boston champ, eight-time Berlin winner, now six-time Chicago champ, has also won four times in London, only twice in New York. Marcel, we buried the lead. He only won two New York. He's amazing, and Marcel Hoog is the king of the streets of Chicago in the men's wheelchair race. We hope to hear from Susanna Scaroni a little bit later in an emotional comeback, a redemption victory for Scaroni. We'll explain that throughout the morning. The elite men have had a break in the pack with little experienced Jacob Kiplimo of Uganda breaking away in the lead, setting a new pace and maybe a men's record. He left the defending champ in his dust, blew him out the back door, as Josh Cox explained. And on the women's side, let's go to Trinneer Mosier, because that has had some interesting sort of accordion-like maneuvering happening. Started out shoulder to shoulder, but it appears to be a one-woman race now, Trinneer Mosier. What do you see on the women's side?
Yeah, we still have a race. Shuri has been out front leading with her pacer. Now she is running alone, but she looks so good, so relaxed. I mean, at one point she was even fixing her ponytail and her hair. That's not even how I know she doesn't really get bothered, but she's been really strong. But I still have my eyes. There is a chase pack right now that we're also keeping my eye on as well. We do see that Shuri is like, she's still right there as well. So it's been amazing. If we have a women's race, the last couple of years, it's always been down to one woman. So to have a women's race, especially as we're heading into these last 6 miles, which are usually the hardest part of the race, it's super exciting. So I'm Trinneer Mosier. Now back to Josh Liss at the Bank of America Marathon Score Broadcast Center near the finish line.
Yeah, under these gorgeous blue skies, we're looking at some bleachers that are filling up with fans ready to cheer the thousands of runners who will be filing in. They won't be the winners, but they'll be happy to finish the marathon. Jenny Spangler, Josh Cox, you guys are involved in behind the scenes in marathon running, helping the average everyday runner get across the finish line. Here we are just less than 2 hours into the men's and women's elite races, but the average runner is really just sort of getting started, right, Jen?
Oh, absolutely. Some of them aren't even at the halfway point. It depends on what wave that they started in, but they're out celebrating their own victories today. You know, we always talk about the elites, but they're going for their PRs. We have some many, many first-time marathoners who want to just cross the finish line. We have the charity runners. Everybody's got their own purpose for being out there today.
I love the signs along the marathon course, you know, like, who's chasing you and stuff like that. What are you running from? Those things. I know, Josh, the enthusiasm can almost be a little too much for the average runner. So is that part of the mental game for the first-time marathoner?
Yeah, it really is. And it goes the same for the pros and the Joes, as we say. Everyone... It's like 85% of people go out too hard. And so the fastest times in history are on even or negative splits. The same pace throughout, or the second half faster than the first. If you're going to set a record, typically that's going to be run with a negative split. And although these the masses in these corrals, they're not pros, but we all have sponsors. It's our family. It's our teammates. It's our friends. It takes a village for every single person here. And that's why we have millions of people lining the streets here in Chicago, because this is a huge day. It's it's not just a culmination of a 12-week buildup or a 16-week buildup. It's a culmination of a lifetime of miles. You don't run your marathon off a build. You run it off of your last 4 years of running. And so this is the day. And as for pros, they get two, maybe three swings at this a year. And but for the average runner, this may be the only marathon that they run each year, running the Chicago Marathon. And this is the place to come because you can run fast. You get these great conditions.
And if you're following us, listening, one of the nearly 2 million fans along the Chicago Marathon course, and you're hearing Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler give that advice to the average runners, you know, remind them on the course, hey, take it easy, slow down, you got this. Any form of encouragement as fans is what the runners love to hear. Now, there's one runner out in front of the elite men's race as we bring in Chris Wehrman to update us. What kind of break have we seen in the men's field, and how is the timing looking now on that side of the race, Chris?
Well, I'm going to say this. This is a phenomenal performance, regardless of what the time is that we are seeing today with Kiplimo. He made his move early on, a little bit sooner than I had expected, after a slower 441 mile at mile 18 by dropping a couple of 430s. Unfortunately for those of us that were hoping for a world record, he has slowed down mile 22 about 444 and mile 23 about 451. He's not as dominant now as we saw Kiptum as he was finishing these last 2-3 miles in his world record run. But this is still a phenomenal, phenomenal performance. He is running completely alone. He's not being pushed by anybody other than the phenomenal crowds that are out here. And so while we probably will not have a world record today, what we are seeing is still a very dominant performance by somebody beating up on a very, very great group of athletes behind him.
This is amazing stuff. Yeah, Chris, good stuff. Yeah, we'll take it back from you. Appreciate it. Jacob Kiplimo of Uganda, Josh, in his second career marathon today, has put the number two ranked marathoner in the world, according to World Athletics, out the back door.
Yeah, I mean, he turned the screws on him, and I too was shocked at how early he went and made that move. But sometimes, particularly when you're shoulder to shoulder with one guy, and you get the sense, hey, he's on the ropes. He's rubber band that's off the back of this accordion back and forth. And he just wanted to make a definitive move, and he did just that.
Yeah, Jenny, go ahead. Jacob Kiplimo, this guy with very little experience, seems to be running away with Chicago.
Absolutely, and is he going to get the world record today? No, but he is having a 3-minute PR. He's running 3 minutes faster than he did at London earlier this year. And many people are saying this is the guy to watch. This is the guy they think has the best potential to one day break the two-hour mark.
What were you doing at age 24? Well, you guys were high-end runners. I know what the rest of us were getting things out of our system. He won't be 25 until next month. The men's leader, Jacob Kiplimo, we're anticipating calling the men's finish around 9:35 this morning, about 15 minutes away, and the women not long after that, well before 10 a.m. Gabe Ramirez is in the thick of things in one of the fan zones, soaking it all in. Tens of thousands of runners streaming past him. Gabe, you're in your element with the people. How are things going this morning?
In my element, I am, Josh, of course, here in Tilson, where the air smells like a little bit of coffee and pan dulce, but I had an opportunity to speak to a woman who said she's been in the same spot since 2007. She said this is the place where runners usually hit the wall. So she wanted to let them know that they're not alone. And that's what makes this stretch special, right? The community's here, and they essentially turn fatigue into fuel. We saw the elite runners just pass us up a little while ago. So I know you guys are feeling that same energy, and we want to keep it going throughout this entire broadcast. All right, guys, I am Gabe Ramirez. Back to you, Josh Liss, at the Bank of America Score Broadcast Center near the finish line.
Great stuff. Josh Cox, Jenny Spangler, you heard from Gabe Ramirez out there. Just one of the many supporters out on the course, you know, contributing to the energy of this event. And we know here down by the finish line, fans are filing in, the stands are full. But when you look at those flags, there's not much of a ripple. This low wind of about 6 to 9 miles per hour out of the southeast has not prevented some super fast times today. Although the men's wheelchair winner, Marcel Hoog, did come less than a minute away from his record. And we're going to get some official numbers on the winner, Susanna Scaroni, as well. You know who else is having a great time with us this morning? Out on the north end of the course is the Scores' Mike Esposito, and he joins us now for a little more description and color of what's happening on his end of the course. Mike?
Yeah, Josh, we are here in Wrigleyville near Belmont and Broadway, and you mentioned the average runners, and where we're at now here in this location is about the four-hour pace people. So you're about to call a winner. These people are basically twice as long, right, in terms of how long it's going to take them. But this is your friend, your coworker. These are people of all shapes and sizes who've challenged themselves. They're raising funds. They're running the marathon for any number of reasons. But you see lots of the signs, lots of the family members out here timing it to come see their loved ones run past here at Belmont and Broadway. But it's really exciting. This is where you get a lot more of the common man, let's call it that, common man and woman coming through. And it's great fun seeing all the different people and all the different storylines emerge along the raceway here. I'm Mike Esposito, now back to Josh Liss at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Score Broadcast Center near the finish line.
One of the great storylines in this year's race is three men in the field running in their 47th consecutive Chicago Marathon. They've each finished all 46. Randy Burt, 77-year-old from Antioch, Henry Kozlowski, 75-year-old from Wilmette, and George Mueller, 77. Yeah, they're about to make it all 47 for 47, and they say their goal is to run in all 50. Those are the folks that are the real heart of this race. While we've already crowned two champions in the wheelchair race, we're going to bring you the men's and women's winners and maybe some record times in the U.S. men's field when we come back. With Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox, I'm Josh Liss. Stick around. This is the 47th Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Kia has 10 electrified utility vehicles to choose from. Whether you're ready to take a Kia Sportage Turbo Hybrid on a road trip, a professional looking to navigate traffic in an EV9, or someone who wants electric for every day and fuel for far away with a Sorento plug-in hybrid, Kia has something for you. Find out more at your local Kia showroom today. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. The 2025 Sorento PHEV has an EPA estimated all-electric range of 31 miles on a full battery charge. Actual range will vary.
Pain means pause on the things you love, but green means go. BioFreeze menthol products will be available to sample at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon post-race party. BioFreeze menthol products are topical pain relievers that provide a cooling sensation when applied to areas experiencing muscle and joint soreness. BioFreeze menthol products can be used to help runners cool the pain throughout their journey from training to race day and recovery. Come learn the proper ways to recover with a physical therapist and experience the cooling relief of BioFreeze menthol products for yourself.
Imagine being 12 years old, already having 30 bone fractures, and wondering, why can't I just play like other kids? I'm Leanne, and I was diagnosed with brittle bones disease. Now I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon for Lurie Children's. So every kid can just be a kid.
Join Bank of America in supporting Leanne's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/supportleanne. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America.
References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation.
It's just a run until it's a race. Until you put everything on the line to cross the line. And it's just water until it's Culligan. Because when it comes to running your marathon, you get out what you put in. So train with cleaner, safer, better-tasting water. And go further with certified Culligan filtration. Culligan, water you love.
Culligan is a proud partner of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Marathon Day is almost here, Chicago. You've got the miles and dialed in the playlist. Now let's talk gear. Shox, the official headphone partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, delivers incredible sound with a signature open-ear design that keeps you aware on the road, connected to the crowd, and motivated mile after mile. Find yours at Shox.com. Shox, be open. Abbott is proud to be a sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and the title sponsor to the Abbott World Marathon Majors. As a global healthcare leader, Abbott's mission is to help people live healthier, fuller lives. This year, Abbott launched Team Abbott, a community of runners who have been impacted by health challenges but refuse to let those challenges define them. To learn more about how you can register for a chance to run the Abbott World Marathon Majors with Team Abbott, visit the Abbott booth at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo at McCormick Place during race weekend, or visit abbott.com/marathons.
It doesn't matter if you're running drills at the park, playing pickup on a Saturday, or sinking the final putt. When you compete with your friends with Michelob Ultra on the line, competition isn't that friendly. The trash talk, next level. And the stakes, oh, those are crystal clear. With only 95 calories and superior smooth taste, it's the ultimate trophy. Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2025. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
A life in motion is a life well lived. As you prepare for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, Advocate Healthcare is here to help you stay strong through every mile. If joint pain and lingering aches try to slow you down, our nationally recognized orthopedic experts are ready to step in with same and next day appointments available close to home. Because when you feel best on your feet, there's no limit to how far you can go. Advocate Healthcare, proud to be the official healthcare partner of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Back to our team coverage of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, Kia, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
Welcome in. This is where it's happening. Marathon Sunday in Chicago. A beautiful day for an awesome crowd of multi-millions to pack the streets and cheer on over 50,000 runners. right here, yards from the finish line. We'll be calling the men's and women's winners any moment now. Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler back with us. We've seen the women's wheelchair winner, Susanna Scaroni, cross out of Champaign. Big smile on her face, battling back from a flat tire last year. We've seen Marcel Hoog, the silver bullet from Switzerland, win his sixth Chicago Marathon, second most all time. But now let's focus in on the elite men and women. And Jenny Spangler, as I take a peek at this women's race, Ethiopian 26-year-old Hawi Fesa seems to be definitely in charge.
Absolutely. And this is her U.S. marathon debut, and she's making quite a debut. Right now, her projected finish is right around 2:15. That would be a good, solid two-minute PR for her. So she's taking advantage of this course and this gorgeous day.
Yeah, we'll wait and see how Fesa fares. And on the men's side, 24-year-old Jacob Kiplimo. But we're going to shoot down to the finish line now with the happiest woman on the planet. Susanna Scaroni is with the scores. Layla Rahimi.
Congratulations to Susanna Scaroni, finishing first in this race, continuing a great racing season for you. What is it like to win after last year and have that redemption to this?
I mean, every year, Chicago Marathon, especially with an amazing field, is a gift. It's special to actually be able to win. So I'm incredibly grateful today. When I got to mile three this year and didn't get a flat tire, I was extra grateful to be out on the course, still moving fast. So definitely, it means a lot because last year I also felt strong. So I'm happy I felt strong today too. Yeah, I really get to see what I can do here in Chicago, and very thankful.
By my count, this is Chicago Marathon number 10. So to be able to do so and win in your 10th, I feel like there's a special element to that as well. It's an anniversary. It's a benchmark. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. I think it means so many things. One of the things is, you know, you can't discount experience. So I have been doing Chicago so many years now. I've learned every single time I learned things today. The people that I've raced with for so many years, I've learned from them. Hopefully help others learn too. And so there's a big element of that with it being like the 10th. And I think it also is just a celebration that I will remember. Yeah.
And then also being from Champaign, and being part of that robust and really history-making Illini program, how does it feel to represent them, especially here in Chicago, with this?
Layla, we're going to ask you to stand by as we watch the elite men's finish. And wouldn't you know, the Ugandan giant, Jacob Kiplimo, is now the heavyweight champion, the men's champion of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon in under 2 hours, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. We'll get an official time soon. Jacob Kiplimo is the men's winner. Non-record time, but guys, that was a blazing fast first half and set Kiplimo up for victory.
Oh, yes. And, you know, the field went after it this morning, and Jacob Kiplimo, he came out on top. Just thrilled for him. Two-minute PR. He's got a great future ahead of him.
That's the only time Kiplimo is ever going to pass Susanna Scaroni in a marathon. I mean, he has to cut her off on a broadcast to become the men's champion, Josh. But very impressive from Kiplimo today, the Ugandan giant.
2:02:23 is the report here. I mean, this guy, he is one of the top talents in the history of running. When he ran 56:42 in Barcelona in that half marathon, 48 seconds better than anyone in the history of this planet. You knew that this would be the guy, the heir apparent, if you will, to the Kipchoge, to the Kiptum. He is bursting, oozing with talent, and he showed all of that on the course today.
So much for experience. The second place finisher in the men's field is about to cross. We're going to get details for you. It appears to be Amos Kipruto, the 33-year-old, but the champ on the men's side is Jacob Kiplimo, K-I-P-L-I-M-O, the 24-year-old, soon to be 25. We'll wish him an early happy birthday, November 14th. He set his marathon debut mark, a 2:03:37 in London. He's beaten that today. This is still 2 minutes away from a course and world record set 2 years ago by Kelvin Kiptum here in Chicago. But Jenny, Kiplimo in his debut in Chicago, 2:02:23. How does that feel? How does that sound?
it sounds amazing to me. And like Josh Cox was just saying, he is the next guy to watch. And you never know. Yes, he's the half marathon world record holder. Oh, here comes Connor Mance in right now.
All right, we're going to take a look at Connor Mance, who's trying to break 205 for a new U.S. record. Mance, outside of the Mance Pain Chamber, 204.39, has a new U.S. record. Connor Mance has done it. A record has fallen here in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. We've seen it with our own eyes. Mance, who said he'd chase the 23-year-old mark held by American Khalid Kanucci, set in London in 2002. Mance is the new fastest man ever for the USA.
Yes, Connor Mance has had quite a year. He set the U.S. half marathon record earlier this year, did so well in Boston. All the racing he has done this year has just given him confidence and more confidence and more confidence to build to this day.
A sub 205 for Mance out of the Mance Pain Chamber, the nickname of how he likes to suffer and deal with the agony of the long distance race. But I tell you what, no one's happier, Josh Cox, than Connor Mance right now and his team.
Well, and Connor ran a brilliant race from an execution standpoint. Everybody got out fast, but then he quickly settled in. He was 102.19 at the half. And so when you talk about records, that's basically even what he did today with his finish time of 204.43. I mean, it's as close to even as you can get. So kudos to Connor. We all knew that he had it in him. It was awesome to see him do it on this record-eligible course. And Chicago, the city of records, we got another one.
That is amazing. He once broke Ryan Hall's 18-year-old U.S. half marathon record. That was last January, and broke his own mark by 2 seconds in March. Connor Mance is a generational talent. And just seconds ago here on The Score, we were able to call his new U.S. record 204.43.
And I think it's important to note that he was fourth overall in this field. So as Josh Cox had said, he ran a brilliant race. He caught the people that went out a little bit too hot. He was fourth at Boston. Connor Mance knows now he can run with the best in the world.
Fourth in Boston last year, 205.08. Today he smashed the U.S. record, 204.43. Somewhere Khalid Kanucci is smiling. He had the record a lot longer than anyone would have expected. 205.38 set in London. What a day for Connor Mance. And I want to ask you, Josh Cox, you've run for Team USA. You're part of the system. Mance, his personality, how he represents the red, white, and blue, how does it all fit together right now? He has to be the face of U.S. marathon running.
Yeah, I mean, he has been for a couple years. I mean, back during COVID when we had those NCAA cross meets, 2 in 1 year, he won both of those. The guy has been just a phenomenal talent all the way throughout his career. And I think maintaining the consistency and coaching there, too, made a big difference. Ed Eystone, his coach at BYU, still coaches him professionally. And so having that father-like figure, Ed is one of the best guys on the planet and one of the best guys in our sport. He's on the TV call today here as well, and I hope he's smiling ear to ear because he played a massive role in today's performance.
A men's U.S. record has fallen. Connor Mance is the man, coached by renowned Ed Eystone out of BYU. He's married with Kylie. She's probably in town giving him a big hug any moment now. They're living in Utah. Ed told us yesterday in a little pre-race chat, he takes Sundays off, you know, during training, unless it's Marathon Sunday.
That's right.
He owns today. Sunday belongs to Connor Mance, fourth overall in Chicago and a U.S. record behind winner Jacob Kiplima. All right, what a movement. What movement we've seen in the women's race. Trenere Mosier, you're in front of it all. We're going to see a first-time winner. How are things looking on the women's side as they head towards Mount Roosevelt?
It is the Howie Saifa show. She is out here. She is running along. She has been running extremely confident.
It's the Howie Faisa show, as Trenere explains. A little too much noise happening there. Apologies, but Faisa is going to be the face of the place pretty soon, guys. I'll tell you a little bit about her. She set her PR 217 flat, Faisa, in Tokyo 2025. It looks like defending or ex-champion John Carrere from last year, getting some high fives as he heads down. Some runners like to interact with the fans. But Faisa, the women's leader, is looking pretty strong according to our closed circuit monitors. She's got the 18th fastest women's marathon all time, today making her Chicago Marathon and U.S. Marathon debut. Faces form, her last two races, very strong. Third in Tokyo last March, 2:17 flat, mentioned the PR. And first in the Frankfurt Marathon in October of 2024. Her top half marathon time, 1:06 in Valencia, 22. One of her training partners face up is Olympic silver medalist, second fastest all time, Tejiste Assefa. So when you look at the leader on the women's side, 26-year-old Ethiopian Hawi Fesa, Jenny, it's really no surprise that she finds herself on her way to victory today.
No, absolutely not. And when you can train with a group like she trains with, it just gives you more confidence, more knowledge. So, I am not surprised. She was one of our favorites going in, and she's going to have probably close to a two-minute PR. So, once again, she, like many others, are taking advantage of this beautiful weather day.
Yeah, Fesa, 21st in World Athletics World Ranking. Coming into today, Josh Cox, that's going to go up. Maybe she might find herself in the top 10 after today.
Yeah, I think she's going to get a bump in the rankings here. And when you talk about the training partners, yes, the silver medalist Assefa, but also the 2024 Berlin Marathon winner Katema. And when you're rubbing shoulders day in and day out and logging all the miles and you see the success, success breeds success. As iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another. They get out there in a training group and you go, hey, why not me? Why not me? And she set that course record in Frankfurt last year, a blazing fast course, a fantastic event. And she came back here today on a mission, and she succeeded. Very, very cool to see. 2:15 flat kind of pace is where she's at. And she executed, much like Mance, very strategic, very measured.
Yeah, are we talking, Jenny Spangler, about more of a strategic race that Fesa seems to have dominated today and less about the clock?
Oh, absolutely. They went out and, you know, we were talking about the career and Kaplimino not working together. It feels like the women were working together at the front for the first half of the race, going out in a more controlled pace like we've seen in the previous years, and it paid off for her.
Connor Mance is shaking hands, I believe. Is that Connor giving a little lap back up here?
Yeah.
He set the U.S. record. Okay, we talked about having a few storylines coming in today. Who would win the women's chair race, men's chair race, women's and men's winners. But also the U.S. record was in the crosshairs of Connor Mance. Known for his ability to go into his zone and handle the suffering, the Mance pain chamber. He felt the enthusiasm from the crowd today. A few minutes ago, just when he broke the U.S. record of Khalid Kanucci 23 years ago, running a sub-205, 204.43, he could have just fallen exhausted, taken a break. But a few minutes after, Mance decided, you know what, I'm going to celebrate with the crowd. And only a few feet in front of us right now, he's staring into the stands, sharing some high fives, giving encouragement to some of the other men's runners. He may be looking for Galen Rupp to come down marathon finish line here, guys. What's the latest on the other great American, Galen Rupp?
Yeah,
he was hoping to break 2:10 and getting back into the U.S. conversation today.
So to break it all down, Wesley Kiptoo, our newly minted U.S. citizen, was second American in 2:09.02. Our third American was Ryan Ford. He ran 2:08 flat at Boston earlier this year, 2:09.37. Right on his heels was Galen Rupp, 2:09.41. Right behind him, Andrew Colley from Zap, 2:09.42. So a great showing. All top five U.S. men under 2:10.
That's fantastic. Galen Rupp under 2:10 today. He's age 39, the oldest runner in the elite field. I joked earlier, he's from the 1980s, but he's one of the winningest U.S. runners of all time. 39-year-old Galen Rupp is back. Injury issues seem to be behind him. Jenny, that's pretty amazing storyline, because just when Connor Mance thought, I don't really have competition, well, Kenyan Wesley Kiptoo became a U.S. citizen overnight, and that's a fact. And then here he has two other U.S. runners, Ryan Ford and Galen Rupp, only less than 5 minutes behind him.
These are all positives for the American distance running. To have a group that they can each push each other and to faster and faster, more competitive times is just a big win for the U.S.
Yeah, Chris Wehrman hot off the lead vehicle following the men's winners here today. It was a big pack early. They went out so fast, Chris, and then there was a big break. And Jacob Kiplimo found himself there with John Carrere. And next thing we knew, in his first Chicago Marathon, Kiplimo left the defending champ in his dust.
He did. And, you know, it's in some ways disappointing because I think we were all very excited about a potential world record. We've seen world records here 2 years in a row. You know, the weather was great. The athlete field was phenomenal. The paces were there. You know, Josh called it early, a little bit fast. You got to go out hard, though, if you're going to try to break a world record. I mean, you can't really leave a lot on the table. There's not enough room. But this was still a phenomenal performance. I mean, he ran fast, he was still dominant, and he beat a really, really good field.
All right, let's zoom back into the women's field and focus on Hawi Fesa, the 26-year-old Ethiopian battling Mount Roosevelt. As you hear the crowd picking up, a little bit of noise, Fesa zooming by in a violet-colored top and purple shorts, elbows back and forth, and in 2 hours, 14 minutes, 53 seconds, Fesa is the Bank of America Chicago Marathon women's champion from Ethiopia, the 21st-ranked world expert. Fesa has finished first here in Chicago today.
She's got to be thrilled with this time. Massive PR, and anytime you can win the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, this is just going to skyrocket her career.
18th fastest women's marathon all time. If we're looking at the ratings with her 2:17, she beat that today, Josh Cox.
2:14.57 is what it looks like officially. I mean, to break 2:15 is really something. But she is one. This is a meteoric rise in the marathon world for her. And
absolutely,
this is a great thing to add to the resume.
Absolutely. So we've got our winners in Hawi Fesa, F-E-Y-S-A, the new face of the place. The throne was open, and now Fesa will take a seat in it. She came in with the top half marathon time of 1:06. Again, the 18th fastest marathon all time. She's improved on that at 2:14.57. Hawi Fesa, congratulations to her, this year's champion in the women's field in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. So many angles to this, but we'll jump back into the men's side because we've got Chris Wehrman here. John Carrere, the defending champ, felt some heat. Just when you thought, like, can anyone ever do better than the world record set by Kiptum in 23, Carrere comes along, pushes an amazing field last year, and now he's been shoved aside by Kip Limo. What we've seen in Chicago is this progression. It seems to be speed, country mates, and a progression. The whole push of marathons getting faster seems to be unfolding year by year in front of our eyes.
Yeah, and we're very fortunate to have a front seat view of it as well. You know, I think what happened today, and we were expecting the Pacers to be able to go a little bit further, and they did a great job, although that first mile was still pretty hot. They're 15 seconds approximately faster than what they had predicted, but I think the athletes were expecting the plan to be for the Pacers to stay on a little bit longer, which really changed the race. I think John put himself in a position where he had to take charge, and perhaps he wasn't quite ready to do that mentally at that point in the race, but someone had to do it.
Josh Cox, could that be a situation where John Carrere might have an regret or regrets with his Pacers or anything he set up? Could he be pointing a finger at a Pacer?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I said it early on, and much, you know, Carrere didn't like what I was saying about it being too fast. But it was, objectively, it's just too fast. You want to get to 30K with a lot of running left in your legs. And 13:58, I mean, it's 1:57.43 marathon pace. Like, objectively, you can say it's just too fast.
Yeah, you said 1:57, and let's remember the record's a tick over 2 hours.
Yeah, that's right. And so, and I get it. The first 5K, you're establishing position, the emotions are high, all of it. But they did settle back in relatively quick, but they were still, with their subsequent splits, on 1:59.17 marathon pace. Then the next one, 1:59.54 pace. So had they gone out at 2 hours, two hours and 30, like exactly spot on, the Pacers would have been able to stay in longer. The guys, you burn through too much glycogen. It's like going on a road trip when you floor it and you're like, I'm going to drive 90 in between these towns. If you stick it at 75, you're going to be much more efficient with fuel. Glycogen, the stored form of carbohydrate, it operates the same way.
Mm-hmm. And they outpaced the Pacers on that first half and into the second, Jen.
But you also, you know, these guys feed on, everybody, you feed on each other. So somebody's going out quick, and then you're mentally, you're like, well, I better go out too. So all of a sudden, you got all these guys that are just hyping each other up. And It's on. I've been in that situation. It's hard to hold back. And you're really, like, if they're going for it, I'm going.
Right?
Exactly.
That's all we're talking about is a few, maybe a second
a
or
couple,
two.
A couple ticks. Yeah. Right. Even for the ones in the subsequent pace groups behind, you can see the group right in front. And that's what we saw with... They kind of measure themselves off of that lead group of pacers, and they go, "Oh, I should be back five seconds per K." And then all of a sudden, they're going too fast as well.
Our race director Kerry Pinkowski early on wanted us to sit back and relax and see this speedy race play out. Well, it turns out it was speedy, maybe a little too speedy for the defending men's champion John Carreer, as he's crowned a new champion in Jacob Kiplimo. Howie Fasa is on her way to winning. Obviously, she has won. Marcel Hoog and Susanna Scaroni are your champions. We've seen Connor Mance break a U.S. record. Kerry Pinkowski joins us now. Where do you want to start with those storylines? What's got at the top of your list there, Kerry?
Well, you know, you guys were talking about Jacob and John Carreer. They now know what it feels like, okay? That's training right. is training. Racing is racing. Those guys were in that zone. They were in that atmosphere of that sub-2 hour and what it feels like. So they'll take from this lessons learned, but now they know what they have to do in preparation. I mean, for the first time all morning, I may agree with Josh a little bit, but, you know, maybe we could have throttled back, but... You know, sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle and you do something historic, which I'm never going to take the sword out of anyone's hand when they have a plan and what they want to do. That's what they come here for. So, but I think this is a great learning day for those two guys that realize what it feels like and what they need to do. Connor said he was going to break the American record. We had the noise with the young man that became an American citizen. He just stayed to his routine, trusted his training, and did what he had to do, did his work, and he's the new American record. Khalid Kanucci was out here with us and was congratulating. So it's a step back in time as we have a new American record.
That's pretty cool to see or to hear about Khalid Kanucci congratulating Connor Mance for breaking his record that stood for over two decades. Howie Fasa, another new face of the place, Kerry. What can you tell us about the 26-year-old from Ethiopia?
Well, you know, these athletes come here with great expectations, and they take away from, you know, I think they come here wide-eyed, and I think there is a bit of experience with all of them, and they understand the course and what to expect on the course and all that, and how we prepare them for race week, all the things that we do. I think, you know, we have never lost sight of the fact that this is a race, an athletic competition, and a marathon. So, you know, sometimes we're a little bit criticized because we pull back on the media stuff and we let the last 2 days let these guys just chill and get a little running in and then relax because they're here to run. And then everything goes into place after that. But there's some surprises here. We've got some, you know, some guys coming here, some young American kids that did pretty well. So we're checking all that out. You know, it's another one in the book, the 47th running.
Yeah, we're still yet to name a U.S. women's winner, but it looks like it's going to be Dakota Popain. No, Jenny Spangler, you got eyes on someone else here.
Oh, who's yeah, our Natasha Rogers. She was a previous Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle winner, and she's right now at the almost getting ready to finish round 223-27, so it'll be a good day for her.
Natasha Rogers, the 34-year-old with all that experience, 28th at the U.S. Olympic Trials a year and a half ago, the 2022 Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle champion is turning her route up onto Columbus Drive. We look forward to seeing Natasha Rogers cross as the top American, Kerry. What do you think? We'll rejoin Kerry Pinkowski in a second, I know, on our broadcast, but Josh Cox, Natasha Rogers, she's been around a while.
Yeah, she's a veteran. She knows how to get it done. She's gotten it done on the oval. She's getting it done between the curbs today in Chicago. And she ran a very, very tactically smart race as she passes right in front of our booth here looking smooth.
Yeah, Natasha Rogers is going to run her way through the finish line in an unofficial 2 hours, 23 minutes, 25 seconds. Congratulations to the top American finisher in the women's race. She may have even set a personal record. Natasha Rogers, top American in the U.S. race.
Yes, Natasha has actually had a breakthrough year this year. She set her PR earlier this year at the Houston Half with a 108.35. Recently in March, PR 223.51, and today, another PR.
Trenier Moser, it's Rogers as the top U.S. finisher after Faisa finished first. What's your instant reaction to what you've seen today unfold right in front of your eyes?
We had a solid women's race today. In the past, we've always seen just one woman dominate the roads, but we actually had a race. We had four women really contesting for that win today, and how we face us, she came through. She came through confidently. She came through hard. Her last mile was sub 5 minutes, so that track speed that she has really paid off today to get her that 2:14 win today.
Yeah, fantastic stuff.
Yeah, and I think to add to that, I think we saw that kind of race because On the female side, with a mixed start, meaning the men and women start at the same time. And on these time trial courses, it's very important to have the pacemakers. And Tracy Wilson and Kerry Pinkowski do such an excellent job of not just recruiting this incredible field, but also the pacemakers. But the male pacemakers who pace the men, there's only a handful of dudes on the planet that can actually do this kind of work. And these guys are all world-class marathoners in their own right. But they're closer to a red line than, say, a male pacemaker leading the women. The male pacemaker, we had a 2:10 marathoner today pacing an American woman. So it's at 2:24 pace. So for him, it's like a Sunday jog. On the men's side, these guys are all just redlining, and I think that's what makes it so tough.
Yeah, the winners are in. A record's been set, but the storylines are just starting. We've got all our experts, Trenier Moser, Chris Wehrman, Josh Cox, and Jenny Spangler, alongside me, your host, Josh Liss, ready to get into it all for another hour. So stick around. Our coverage of the 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon continues after this on Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My marathon isn't about time. It's about my 26 friends with intellectual disabilities I'm dedicating each mile to. I'm Joseph. I'm running my first Bank of America Chicago Marathon for Special Olympics Illinois to help give my friends a place to shine.
Join Bank of America in supporting Joseph's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/support Joseph. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America.
References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation.
Abbott is proud to be a sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and the title sponsor to the Abbott World Marathon Majors. As a global healthcare leader, Abbott's mission is to help people live healthier, fuller lives. This year, Abbott launched Team Abbott, a community of runners who have been impacted by health challenges but refuse to let those challenges define them. To learn more about how you can register for a chance to run the Abbott World Marathon Majors with Team Abbott, visit the Abbott booth at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo at McCormick Place during race weekend, or visit abbott.com/marathons.
Kia has 10 electrified utility vehicles to choose from. Whether you're ready to take a Kia Sportage Turbo Hybrid on a road trip, a professional looking to navigate traffic in an EV9, or someone who wants electric for every day and fuel for far away with a Sorento plug-in hybrid, Kia has something for you. Find out more at your local Kia showroom today. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. The 2025 Sorento PHEV has an EPA estimated all-electric range of 31 miles on a full battery charge. Actual range will vary.
Running is how I cope with the grief from losing loved ones to a mental health crisis. I'm Bria. I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon for No Stigmas to create more mental health advocates. Even if just one person can avoid the same loss, that would be enough.
Join Bank of America in supporting Bria's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/support Bria. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America.
References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation.
A life in motion is a life well lived. As you prepare for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, Advocate Healthcare is here to help you stay strong through every mile. If joint pain and lingering aches try to slow you down, our nationally recognized orthopedic experts are ready to step in with same and next day appointments available close to home. Because when you feel best on your feet, there's no limit to how far you can go. Advocate Healthcare, proud to be the official healthcare partner of the 2025 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Marathon Day is almost here, Chicago. You've got the miles and dialed in the playlist. Now let's talk gear. Shox, the official headphone partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, delivers incredible sound with a signature open-ear design that keeps you aware on the road, connected to the crowd, and motivated mile after mile. Find yours at shox.com. Shox, be open.
Imagine being 12 years old, already having 30 bone fractures, and wondering, why can't I just play like other kids? I'm Leanne, and I was diagnosed with brittle bones disease. Now, I'm running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon for Lurie Children's, so every kid can just be a kid.
Join Bank of America in supporting Leanne's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/support Leanne. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America.
References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation.
It doesn't matter if you're running drills at the park, playing pickup on a Saturday, or sinking the final putt. When you compete with your friends with Michelob Ultra on the line, competition isn't that friendly. The trash talk, next level, and the stakes, oh, those are crystal clear. With only 95 calories and superior smooth taste, it's the ultimate trophy. Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra. Superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2025. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.